Tana on Tetzaveh 162. Okay, second column, middle of the page, the first paragraph. 162, Tetzaveh 162, second column. He says, Adon HaKohen, now did he kindle the menorah, but he actually was mamshich the level of Eid of Simcha to be able to break the barriers to connect to Hashem. In a way of not only Yichud de Tata, but also Yichud de Ilah, the higher level of Yichud that there is no world. Moshe Rabbeinu gave Amuri. The seven shepherds, they're not a repeat of each other. There's no redundancy. Each one at a unique level. Moshe Rabbeinu was Emuna. Aaron HaKohen, he says, is Eid of a Simcha. You know, everyone had their own thing. Because he asked the question, it says about the menorah, you light it mechutz laperechus, outside the perechus. So he asked, L'cheda, why is it outside the perechus? So he said, V'shamun yanarichus never simcha, shal mitzvah, mechutz laperechus, meaning, the level of yichud etatom, okay, like this. Inside, the perechus separated between the Holy of Holies and the Holies. The Holy of Holies represent yichud ilah. There is not, like the Mokum Aaron didn't take up any space. Kedesh HaGadoshim is Yichud Ilah. Where was the menorah lit? Michutz LaPereches. Outside the Perech, meaning in the level of Yichud Tato, the lower level of Yichud, that there's a world, but the world is bottom. So he said, Liyasrots Libcha Yichud Ilah. To run, that you should run from Yichud Tato, the lower level of Yichud, to come to the higher level of Yichud. This simcha of mitzvah is the longing of the soul, machmes gili, erentzal baruch hu mamish, sheba mitzvah, because of the revelation of elokus, which are in the mitzvahs, sheidei ze'elav levadi yitichzik. Like Dalf Rebbe said before, I don't want your Gan Eden, I don't want to have Gan Eden, not olam haba, you want the essence of Hashem. V'tichla nefesh b'chinus b'chol meidecha. B'simcha, which is the level of alayis arim. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining that the Aved of Aaron HaKohen was to kindle the menorah, meaning a longing going up. It should be the longing of the neshama to reach the level of Yichud Ilah, that it doesn't want Gan Eden, that doesn't want Olam Haba, but just wants Hashem. What? Yeah. Yeah.
So he's back after the menorah.
Yeah, well, obviously. But that's the level of Kohen Gadol, Anyam Kippur in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is a level of Elam, Shana, and Nefesh, time, place, and person was the ultimate level of Kedusha, Kohen Gadol.
Only one?
Oh, one? Well, he went in a few times in Yom Kippur.
Yeah, but
that's it.
And when there is a wedding, the groom is in that level.
Correct.
Is that
correct? Correct. That's why the wedding day is your Yom Kippur. You're forgiven for all your sins. But this koyach that Aaron had, so the Chayyim is saying, the koyach of Aaron is to take a nefesh that's outside the pereches and to elevate it that it should only want kodesh hakodashim, so to speak. He says, "In alzen, I'm aware. Does he get this koyach from chukas elam dereyesam meis bnei Yisrael?" He says, "This is an everlasting chukah." A law from the Bnei Yisrael. What does me'es mean? Einu b'chinas es, he said, teira. Shemei aleph hatov, it says, me'es b'nei Yisrael, from es the Bnei Yisrael. Now, aleph and tov is the first and last letter of the alephs, which means that this level covers every single letter. Hainu aydei es, eka teira shal Bnei Yisrael. By learning teira sha'odom le'midu masim libe v'nafshi. When a person learns Teda, and he puts his nefesh into the letters of Teda that he's learning, with love and fear, these letters of Teda, you say, they come from the level of Teda Shebiksav is Chochmah. Remember, we learned Teda Shebiksav is Bina, Teda Shebiksav, because it's just written letters very short, is the level of Kedesh. L'chein ha-teri od, she-me'id es ha-ner, she-ner mitzvah keli le'er teira. The ner mitzvah is the keli to come to the light of teira, va-teri hi-od v'chayis ha-mitzvah. Teira is the light and the chayis of the mitzvahs, because in order to do a mitzvah properly, you have to learn teira to know how to do it. So the life of the mitzvah, in other words, what gives sustenance to the mitzvah if you only do it correctly according to Torah. You don't do it correctly, then you're not doing a mitzvah. This is the koyach to arim. Liyashushvinen, to be this accompaniment, meaning, laham shech er v'gili ava b'nefesh ha'odam. To bring down this level of ava in the nefesh of the person, liyaz be'er of a simcha shal mitzvah, to have this level. In other words, by Aaron HaKohen revealing within the Jew the Ner Mitzvah, which is the Ner of the Menorah, you come to Teira Od, because the Menorah was Lepel Le'eira, for light. So Aaron HaKohen brings down this level into the Ner Mitzvah, and then it becomes Teira Od. But he says, Ma She'ein Kein Am Oritz. She'ein Ve Bechines Chochma Ben Am Oritz, an illiterate who doesn't learn. Amir Azal v'le Amoritz Chosid. An Amoritz cannot be a Chosid. It's a Gemara, right? In Pirkei Avos it says, Le Amoritz Chosid. Why not? So the Rebbe explains like this. What is a Chosid? Hamis Chosid im Kainei one, the Rebbe says in Tanya, one who connects to his master. The way you connect to Hashem is by learning Torah. And Amoritz, who doesn't learn Torah, cannot be, have this connection with Hashem. He can't be a chosid. Achlias am shocha ben Torah lamata b'Yisrael. So who? Okay. Aaron HaKohen brings down the Erev HaSimcha. Who brings down Torah to the Jews? That's already Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's level. Moshe's Torah. Why they b'chinas Moshe? And he says, "Ukemesh Yekosu b'zer." And the pasuk Shlomo HaMelech says, Shlomo HaMelech said, what is the benefit for the work of a person does that he works under the sun? And the Zayir says, Shani Amol Deiraisim. Difference is what Shlomo HaMelech is not referring to Teira, which is Le'elim in Shimsha, which is even higher than Shemesh. Meaning, it's a very interesting thing. There's a contradiction of two psukim Shlomo HaMelech says. It says, Ein kol chodesh tachas ha-shemesh. There's no chiddush under the sun. I mean, that wasn't given already to Moshe Rabbeinu. And then it says, Ein beis ha-medrash blei chiddush. There's no yeshiva without a chiddush. So one pasuk says, there is no chiddush under the sun. So the world answers very cutely. If you're sitting under the sun, meaning you're sunbathing, doing nothing all day, then Ein kol chodesh, there's nothing new. But if you have a beis ha-medrash, then you have a chiddush. Here that Zayir says like this. Shlomo HaMelech said, what is the benefit for all the work that a person works under the sun? So the Zayir says, there's a level which is on top of the sun. And that is beneficial. What is above the sun? That's the level of Teira. Teira is higher than world. He says, V'shamu madreges meshe kvad pel kvad loshim. It's so remarkable when you learn Chassidus, everything just fits into place. You know, you have so many explanations of things, and then you have the Chassidic explanation. You know, it's mind-boggling. Moshe Rabbeinu basically was a blemished person. He says, "Kvat pel kvat loshen." I had a difficulty speaking. Yeah. Why did Eibishter make this perfect Jew a blemish of speech? I once heard when they opened the Chassidus Shekel, a guy came from Israel. He said a very nice word. Stam avart, not Chassidus. He said, if Moshe Rabbeinu would be a good orator, so he'd be a good salesman. So people would say, you know why they got Teira? Because he convinced them to buy it. Hashem made Moshe Rabbeinu a lousy speaker, so to speak. So in other words, why did people buy the goods? For the good's sake, not because they were convinced by a great orator. Chassidus explains a much deeper level, what Alter Rebbe is saying over here. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu kvad per kvad loshin? Why was he not able to speak well? Because Moshe Rabbeinu is higher than speech. Speech created the world. Moshe Rabbeinu comes in the level of Teira, which is higher than world. Alpayim shana kadma terleilim, ter is 2,000 years before the world was created. So the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was kvat peh, because he came from a world, minamayim mishisiu, higher than the level of speech. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu brings down that level of Torah, which is higher than world, into Neshamas Yisrael.
Couldn't get it.
By the way, by Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was healed, yeah. Yeah. Then he became a good speaker. Moshe Rabbeinu was healed.
Healed.
Oh, he had a healing. The way he spoke so high level, nobody understood him.
Huh? No, because he was a level higher than speech.
That's when you're
talking from a medical point of view. Many people stutter, brilliant people stutter many times because the mind works quicker than the mouth. So it's just like, you know, you end up. Yeah, but by Moshe Rabbeinu, we're not talking that chsorim. They say the Mittel Rebbe, when he wrote Maimonim, wrote so fast that if the Shamas didn't put another piece of paper, ended writing on the table. And the Rebbe explains from the earlier Rabbeim, I forgot which one he quoted from. The Rebbe explains that I think some Chassidic said, it wasn't because he wrote fast. His power of writing was so bottled to the thought, it worked as fast as his thought did. That's a level. Some people write fast. The Rebbe explained by the Mittel Rebbe wasn't that he wrote fast. No. Writing fast means you can write like you walk fast, talk fast, you write fast. They once asked the great tzaddik, how come he sleeps so little? How do you sleep so little? So he says, listen, some people walk fast, some people eat fast, some people talk. I sleep fast.
There is such a thing, right?
Okay. Not by me. That was a gashmistika thing, but Moshe Rabbeinu Be'etzim was that. Okay. B'chein esei sakat Torah inei einu b'derech simcha shom mitzvah. Which is shema shom mitzvah b'chein esrasi b'chus ha-pereches ali b'chein eshuv le'echad. Shayideh, meaning it's the level, not the rotsu of simcha, but the shuv. Shayideh ha-Torah gili yichud yizbaruch lamata k'mei l'mayla. That down here is the unity of Torah, just as it is up there, which is the Dvar Hashem. And like it says, Udvar Asher Samti Beficha, my words, Hashem says, that I put into your mouth, so it's my revelation of Alukus coming down. The Mishnah is the queen, Shemisachidim Dvar Hashem Zu Halacha. Just like the queen is united with the king, she's the wife. So the same thing, why is Torah called Malkasa? Because it's one with Hashem. That this psaker comes from Hashem himself. Only in the level of person. In other words, like this. In the level of Torah, you bring down such a level of Elokus that when a person says something, it's God talking. When a tzaddik that Torah is his business talks, he's that the Gemara says about Moshe Rabbeinu. Shechina medaberes mitoch greini. Shechina speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Shechina speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, but that's only on the level of Torasi u'Menasi. Why? Shechem p'turim min atfila. Therefore, they don't have to daven. The Gemara says shatfila b'chinas bittul b'shtachava. Because normally davening is the level of bittul, right? But by these guys, by these people, by these tzaddikim, their learning is bittul. Because when they speak, it's the Hashem speaking through them. That means they're nothing, they're just a microphone. That's all they are. Okamei Shamer Rashbi. Like Rashbi says in the Zohar, Bechat Ketira is Katarna. With one knot, I'm tied to him. With him, I'm connected and bound and united. Shubachin is bittul. Be'er Ein Sof, mamish yichudi lo. So here the Alter Rebbe is saying like this: Meishe Rabbeinu Teira is the level of yichudi lo. The Minera is yichudi tato, but through yichudi tato of adding chutz la pereches, meaning the lower level of yichud, you come to the level through ner mitzvah. You come to Teira Or, which is yichudi lo, which is complete bittul. And therefore, as Chazal say, Talmud Teira keneged kulam. Okay, so the Perot Alter Rebbe is explaining like this: you have the level of Meishe Rabbeinu, you have the level of Aaron HaKohen, you have the level of Meishe Rabbeinu, right? Now, how do you get to this level? So the pasuk opens by saying the Yichlo Lach Hashem and Zayizach. What does this mean? And he says that's the Inekidei Lagiel Bchinu Madrege Bittul Zesh, to come to this level of Bittul. It says Yichlo Lach Hashem and Zayizach. You have to bring the pure oil, which is the level of Chochmah. Chochmah Reisa Neled, like it says, the Gemara says, what is a Chocham? One who sees the future. So Chassidus interprets, what does it mean, Neled? He sees the way the world is existing, that it's all Hashem. Because a Chocham is a level of Bittul. Eizal Chocham, who reaches the level of Bittul, sees that everything in the world is really only the existence of Hashem. So he said, the Maimer Mchadish Betuva B'choyom Tamin Ma'isa Bereshis Ki Yitzchachis Me'ayin L'yash, that this recreation of the world is constant. Hanu L'fi Shekiyani Havai Eloi Shanisi. Why is it constant? Because the level of Yudkei Vavkei never changes. And Ato Kedem Shenivreilim, the same, the way Elokus, like we learned. In davening we say, Atu kedem shenivra elam, atu la'achat shenivra elam. Without chassidus, it means, God, you were there before the world, and now you're there after the world. Meaning, God, you are always existing.
Chassidus is
constant. Chassidus comes along and says, no. It doesn't mean you were there before and you're there now. What the thing, the same way you were there before, i.e., only you existed. Atu, the same way you existed. Mishinev kedem shenivra, before the world was created. So now you live that same way after the world is existing. Meaning, the only thing that exists is Hashem. And l'chein tzarech yischach shesha'ara tamid. Therefore, because it's a level of elokus higher than world, so therefore, in order to keep elokus in the world, i.e., in order for world to exist, there has to be continuous creation. Sheitiz batu b'mitzias legami. So he said, kasher yosim ali be'adav ha'zeh. When a person puts this heart, this whole aspect there about the bittul, yeah, bechinas bittul elav yisbarich will be the level of bittul tashem. The ruach, I said ruach, and the ruach, one spirit drags in the meaning. When you have this attitude, Hashem has that attitude to us. Bittul ein tzav baruch hu mamashal nafshi beisa katerim. What? That's why, in order, like the Gemara says, elo ve'elo divrei elokim chay. When both two Amiraim, Tanoim, Tzadikim argue, it's both are Elokim Chayim. But in, like the Gemara says in Hedron about David HaMelech, the pasuk says about David HaMelech, Vahavaye Imari, Yudke Vavke is with him, Halacha Kameisi B'chol Mokim. The Halacha, whenever David HaMelech argued against anybody, the Halacha was like David HaMelech. That doesn't come from Elokim. Meaning, from Elokim, you can have Elo Va'elo, this guy and this guy, they're both right. Then you can have diversity. But when it comes to halacha kameisei, the havaya imay halacha kameisei, then there's only havaya, because havaya is higher than world. So when you merit and you reach that level of bittul, then whatever you say is what Hashem wants. Not Yudkei Vavkei. Ato. Because Yudkei Vavkei, yeah, it says Ani Avaya Lo Shenisi, but really it depends which level of Avaya. There's Hashem Hashem. There's a higher level. You can, okay, but in Ata for sure that level doesn't change.
It's very hard to understand it.
Of course. You know why? Because our brains are stupid, illiterate, finite,
if
nothing.
Connect to Hashem, our brain is as good as Hashem.
Yeah, but that's when it's 24/7.
Before there were...
That means Nothing else. Teirasim nasim means there's only Teira. Like we said, one second. Like we said many times. Why is it? Yes, the Rebbe medical shidduch. Yes, the Rebbe should buy a building. Should I do this? Go into business. What is he? Was he an architect? Was he a doctor? Is he a real estate agent? Is he a business guy? What's the word? His mind is godly. Hashem knows. Hashem knows if you should buy the building. The tzaddik, who's 24/7, 120 years, basically, that's it. There's only Alukos. My friend, we don't know under how limited we are. We have absolutely no comprehension of what nothing means. And nothing means, okay, this is an empty lot, it's nothing. All of a sudden, a building goes up.
No, I understand.
Okay, the empty lot is something. No. We cannot, our brains cannot comprehend.
Good.
What does it mean, nothingness? Because by us, nothing means darkness. Darkness is also created. So how do you expect us to understand all this?
Big picture. Look at the big picture.
But, so why are we learning it? At least we should know what we don't understand.
But this what I'm saying is, before he created, it was only him. After he created,
it's still only him. It's still only him. It's still only him.
There is something holding them, Mesuda.
Yeah.
There is a power, so there is a difference.
Of Elohim keeping him in existence.
So there is a difference.
From Elohim, there's a change. But they should borrow Elohim. There's a difference in Elohim. The problem is Avayu Elohim, so really it's not. But from our perspective of Elohim, yeah, Elohim allows changes. But they should borrow Elohim.
So it's Elohim who is keeping all of these stars.
Correct.
So from the level of Elohim, there is a difference from...
Yeah, but there's a level of Havaya, which is Mahava, creating. And that level, there is no change.
And that level what?
There is no change.
That's impossible.
Impossible for us to understand.
Right.
But the truth is, not only is it not impossible, it can't be any other way.
Why? No comprehension.
Why?
Because Eneid Milvadi means there's nothing but Hashem. You want to understand correctly that we don't understand? Right. That's 100% correct.
Right, yeah.
That HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world every second.
Correct.
So there is a big concept in the Hasidic, think good and it will be good. That doesn't mean he changes his mind. That means if you go and think positively, his creation at that time changes to positive. Is that correct? Not that he changed.
But Hashem knew that you're going to do it anyway.
Right.
Did Hashem know that you're going to... Krach good?
No, he has given...
Let me ask you a simple question.
Right.
Somebody, God forbid, is sick.
Right.
You daven.
Right.
They get better.
Right.
No, the davening helped.
Yes.
So Hashem changed his mind. He made him sick, and now he made him healthy. Did Hashem change his mind?
I think Paul, if...
Answer me. Did Hashem change? I'm a lawyer.
No.
Yes or no? Answer me.
No. He created sickness and healthy of the same person at the same time. If I reveal the healthy one by thinking positive, that becomes the truth. If I think negatively, his negative, the sick person, becomes true.
So
is the person sick or healthy?
Both at the same time.
No, he's not.
Yes or
no? No.
It is me discover which way Hashem will reveal himself.
Right now he's sick, and a minute later he'll be healthy. That doesn't mean that simultaneously he's sick and healthy at the same time. It can't be.
It's good to think positive anyway.
There is no time. Yeah. There is no time at the time. He created it right now. It's happening. Sickness.
So let me ask you a question. We won't say ages here. Somebody is 20 years old. If Hashem recreates the world every second, we should be 0 years old. I mean, 1 second old.
No, the world is real.
What? So how does Hashem renew the world? Think about it. If Hashem is renewing the world every second brand new, which he is,
yeah.
So how come we age?
No, it's different. different world than it was before. It's new, but newer and different.
Hashem renews the world in advancing stage.
Yes.
Okay. Don't. But it's not that.
That's what he needs.
We're not it out now.
That's what he needs, my prayer.
Why, when we that's pray, Hashem helps the person. He gets healthy, let's say. Yeah? Is because Hashem knew that was going to happen.
We are not that smart anyway, so.
Okay, let's finish the maimon. V'zeo v'atot tzavaz b'nei Yisrael l'shen tzavta binding avayis kashrus, meaning ha'idei Moshe Rabbeinu binds the Yidin to Hashem that through v'yikrei lecho Hashem and Zayis. They bring it to the level of Moshe Tchila. Mizen nimshech liyaz chukos eila miyaz b'nei Yisrael. And that becomes chukos eila May Ace b'nei Yisrael. Like he said, May Ace is May Mem Aleph Tov. Liyaz Ace is ha'teire geremes. It's the letters of Teda Kosh, Yarech Arnasanetis, in the level of Simcha Shom Mitzvah. The Aces of Teda come from the level of Mei Shavat and Tzavaz B'nai Yisrael. And mean Mekziv Ba'an, Rots Libcho Ksiv, Me'erev HaBeker. But when the iron's kindling, the menorah, it says Tamid constantly, and then it says from night to morning. First night, then morning. B'reich HaShaykh V'adun Nehera. Because the desire, the Medrash says, at the beginning of light, of world, Hashem created Vayyarev, Vayyiboker. Why didn't Hashem create Vayyiboker, Vayyarev? Make morning first. Vayyarev, Vayyiboker. So the Medrash says, and Zohar says, and Chassidus has a field day with this, the purpose of creation is that Ed of darkness should become Boker, and then you have Yom Echad, a revelation of Achdus. So first you have the level, like it says here, the expression, Bereshech HaShecha, or Chassidus uses the Medrash uses the Moshul, Gide Maske Beresha, the goats who have darker skin, and then the sheep with the white skin. Meaning, first Eberstein created Chayshech, evil, and what's the purpose? To make the Chayshech into Yom Echad. How? By Beker. So he says, "Berechas v'avo b'chinas meishes level of shuv, begil b'chinas yichudei lo la'alis ner tamid, which is gilu yichud al yishel ma'al miyazman." So now the Alter Rebbe is alluding also. The Alter Rebbe at the beginning of the Maimon asked, the one pasuk says me'erev ha'beker, and then the pasuk says tamid, and he said by Moshe Rabbeinu it says tamid, and by Aaron it says erev ha'beker. So the Alter Rebbe explains, Moshe Rabbeinu Zichudi La. Over there, Elokus is Tamid. There is no Erev, there is no Baikah, there's no Chayshik, there's no Ard. It's Zichudi La, the essence of Hashem. By Aaron HaKayin, over there's the Avod of Erev and Baikah. Because we have to make from the Erev into a Baikah. That means there is a world, there is Chayshik, there is Erev, there is evil. You have to make it into Baikah. So that's why the pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu it says Tamid, because Moshe Rabbeinu is the Chudila, Moshe Rabbeinu is the level of, there is no morning and evening, there's only Elokus.
Everyone is sponsoring the class.
Thank you for sponsoring the class.
I have a question. So Choshech is higher than Ord?
Yes. Tayu is higher than Tikkun.
That's why by Ord you kiss the hand, but
one of the reasons.
Rabbi, you were right about the...
What am I ever...